Okay. We're holding here Perek Yudches. And we'd seen in Perek Yudches, he spoke about the Machlekes of Korach and so on. Now he's going to explain about the mitzvahs that were given before Matan Torah. In other words, his underlying point is that no mitzvahs are not given plain. There are people that are roi to mekabel. There are people who are mekablim, and they get the mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael is roi for all mitzvahs, umas holam are roi for zayim mitzvahs, and so on. Now, Perek Yudches. Yesh lo levaya. Acha shomarnu shatoy ruy befrat Yisrael, which is by Perek Shava. We got through explaining that Torah is shayach dafka to Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael. In Cain, Lomenos Avram Amila, Zaros Mila Gimt Avram. So, and this is even, I guess, with the Rambam, who says that the mitzvahs are given dafka to that the mitzvahs that are mechayev as a dafka matan Torah, still Avram got mitzvahs Mila. Ashela beis ki kifi das chazal sham sels yuma kim Avram kol ha-Torah kula. So he's asking both on Mrs. Mila Bavram and the Musig of Kim Kala Terakula and so on. The Medrash Amru Al Yitzchok Jesus Esav Shishchot Yofe Shekeinomu Sona Kelecha Shchoiz Mani Zeinecha Shetechelen and Avelos Begid Anasha and Yosef Hanina Maidach Sivet Vorech Tava Vachin Pralahem Beis Hashchita. The Hachin tool gid anosh of them, Kriyab Yehuda, Dama Gidash of them. So the Maisa, you see other Imazim Chazal about other others, Yitzchak and so on, Yaakov, that they all were Shayach to mitzvahs, even though he said before that Nul Klai Yisrael came around, they weren't Shayach to mitzvahs. Bisham Metoises, the Im Taima Dilma Loi Nesa, Bafil Ochi Mekaimik Moshchita, Ishleima Bidik Oma, the Hachin Mash Lavachi Loi Ishtaria. So Tosis says that they had it b'toyras chiyuv, inami prala beis hashchita haynu nechirosh and staval nechira adka. When ishalnu al ze, mashkasa Tosis and staval nechira, veichin staval nechira, vein avel gemurim utersa neinayach. So what does it mean that staval nechira? It's like either you're a guy or a Jew, but what's a half a Jew? It doesn't have dinei shchita like Israel. It doesn't have Nevela is muta to ben noyach. So what exactly would in it stop it? Beishavnu, kidas achtoisvish kichoshav Yosef shlo yochlu mishchitosoy, she yomid shem achotach vei mekoen shet yitzan afsho. Ben noyach osav shem menachai, lefikom apralam beis hashchita vahaynu nechira. Vanechira matelsa ben noyach, kimoy shem matelsa hashchita yisro. So Tosis learns this as the din evi menachai. The Tanya roitzes sheyavri choytech izayis posim beis hashchita kwen sheitze nafsho, mindicho yofi yofi, omano sheitze nafsho, vech disorach goi muta boim shul hashchita materz. Vachana men chira materz mei noyach. Afilim chotach bimenu kwen sheitze nafsho muta, shamina mina, shavikai mitzis avi hashin stavu. Uncle Ponim, so the bottom line is there was a kima mitzis, Tosis says. Also, Ubimedish Omral Yakoi, Vayichas play ear Nechasim Dume Hama Bekovat Humil Shabzo Joy, Adoda Amris Shoma Yakovinas a Shabbos Gershit Stave. Mata Yishisho, Imkulo Yoshemes Amitsis, Lomola Vrombol Vacham Kotorikul Yosef Yakov. So the Maisa, we see Yakov also, he kept Erevit. So, why does it say Avrom, Eka Shom Avrom Bekoili? The Oid, Arimatson Shom Yitzhak Yakim, it's Moshamano, Olomola Shamro Kola Terikulo.
We see you totally cut off. We only see a part of you. You're not facing the camera properly.
I Is this better?
Yes.
I why?
Look at yourself on the screen.
I don't see myself. I see you on the screen. I'm not the host here. It's a different computer. You're taking up the whole screen now, Asha. So okay. I don't know. I'm using the Shiva computer, and I'm not sure exactly how it's working. Whatever it is. Okay. So now he goes. Okay. So he says. So it doesn't like Ramban's teretz either. And he has all the kashas, all the famous kashas about which mitzvahs they choose to keep, who is considered as keeping the mitzvahs, and so on and so forth. Okay. Umeata noshavala shayla rishayna. Kashatayin b'mitzvahs shenos Hashem yisbarach l'bnei noyach. Shenos l'odom sheish mitzvahs. Olenayach shviyas, eva menachai, olavram amila, oledas Reb Yehuda nos mitzvus gira nosha Yaakov, v'choya kol dova kefi aroyu, v'zeh, ki nosa l'odom sheish mitzvus birchas Hashem, avoyde zara, arayis dinin, gezel shvichas damim, ki dova zeh be'anu b'chivu gvoros Hashem, and that's where he explains over there that these are the basic mitzvus that are Toiv L'Shamayim, and Toiv L'Odom, and so on. Because Bo Avram Nitztava B'Mila, Yadua Ke'or L'Nikra Shem Kisiv Atima, V'Chol Dova Nichse V'Nidol Nikra Orla, V'Zeh B'Chol Mokom Shenema Orla Slev, She'Nichse Dova B'Libay V'Nidol Menu, V'Chein Orla S'Oizim Kisa Oizim, V'Chol Dova Mufrash U'Muvdol Midova, Yesh La'Atima V'Kisa Amavlo Shem Orla. V'chol ha'doros Avram k'doros Hashem v'yitachas ha'teva lo yinivdol min ha'teva. Ad sheba Avram u'boch Hashem yisborach bo'i ki d'chsiv ato Hashem v'kir shachalta ba'Avram. V'ho yitachas min ha'teva. Ad sheba ha'teva mal Hashem yisborach bein ha'briyes. So the first thing is the Maharal is explaining why is it that this mitzvah in particular was shayach to Avram Avinu. It wasn't a mitzvah that he dumped on Avram, but it was this specific mitzvah that he felt was right Avram. So he says this particular mitzvah is the it reflects exactly what changed with Avram. In other words, he's saying before that you need to have a makabel for a mitzvah. Adam is roya for zayim zimnach. Then there was a change with Avram Avinu in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to lift the lid of Teva off the world. So if you can picture it as follows, imagine you have like a Shabbos lamp. So it's dark, not because there's no light, but because there's a cover on it. And as soon as you begin moving the cover, it lights up. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is everywhere. The Ribbono Shel Olam is covered up totally, and that is the world of Teva that he created, and that world has HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally covered. As soon as Avram was born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began uncovering the Ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, the mitzvah in a person's guf that is zelu maseh, is the mitzvah of bris milah. The arla is a covering, a shell around something. That's the tzura of arla. And the tzura of arla is mechayiv. The tzura of arla is that the person is cut off, covered from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore when Avram came to the world, mitzvah milah was now appropriate to give to Avram. The lekacha orla sheyatima shnel bottom b'teva, siva shezvahlosa b'yom hashmini shu achazayim me'ateva k'shbanu zelmayel barichos, okay, nitna milo Avram b'fratis. So Avram Avinu got milo because it was the appropriate mitzvah for that person at that time. V'dova ze goli chach me'emes v'perek kamer b'roches, omer b'yechim shav shem e'choy, mi'yoyim shebar k'shbar sa'olam, Adam Shekroy Odoin, Achaba Avram Vekroy Odoin. Shema Yema Hashem El Kim Baba Edach Kirashena. Via Rucha Zal Bechachma, Kiloyhoya la Kadesh Baruch Hu Tzira Vechiba La Oilam Ad Sheba Avram. So Chazal say no one called him Adai. So the point is, and you know, they may have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a creator of the world, as the all perfect existing, but that Be'etzim has no shaykhs to this world. That could be somebody who just created the world, left it, and went off. That has no shaykhs to a Adai Ha'olam. Adai means that there is an ongoing relationship of master over Nivraim, and no one called the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adai because nobody perceived it that way. Biru Chazal b'chachma kiloy hoyla Kadosh Baruch Hu tzira v'chiba la'olam ad sheba Avram k'yateva chomris mafsik v'choytzit v'ashem b'smach b'chachma 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 ad sheba Avram l'kach kor l'ashem yisparach Adai ki ha'adai mitztarif u'mischabe l'ashem hu Adai loy v'ein ha'nivdol imenu. The Rabbi Rebbechaya says there are pairs, there are name pairs that go together, Bechreach, and Adai and Eved are one example of that pair. You do not have an Adai without an Eved. You do not have an Eved without an Adai. They must go together. So, he says, So, what's Nista and Chachma about it? I think he means to say the following. The Ribbono Shel is a Borei Olam, whether or not we accept that fact. So if the whole world are Kofrim and say the Ribbono Shel is not a Borei Olam, it's the world's problem. It's not Kadosh Baruch Hu's problem. There is nothing diminished in the Ribbono Shel's Metzias in the Bria. In as much as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is to be the Adon of the Bria, when we don't acknowledge that, then we are not, then it's missing kaviyachol in Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah of Adam. So in Havaya, we cannot diminish Havaya. We can disregard it. It's our problem. When we mafkia ourselves from the avdus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an Adon in actually. So Lamashal, if let's say I bought an Eved, and the Eved runs away, so maybe technically I'm the Adon is the Eved, but an Adon and an Eved, where the Eved is de facto not beholden to the master, is not a relationship of Adon and Eved. So it's the one title that really, really depended on us. It depended on us to acknowledge it, and therefore it was only Avram Avinu. Ve'lekachat Avram l'ka odna sheba Avram, v'zeo asar sa'arlo she'etztav al Avram. She'o ahevdo v'akisa v'ashem yisparach she'o ilo u'bein Adam. V'adom z'bor ma'oyit she'lekach nitna mil Avram. Bo Yaakov n'etztav al gira noshe. Yaakov is mitzuv al gira noshe. Dov z'e n'ezbor b'chib av gurus Hashem. Loma n'etztav Yaakov b'frat b'gira noshe. Ve'roi lichpol advarim the shashesvarsham ki Yaakov b'frat ayrodes ganoshe ayin shom v'timtzu mifurish. So if you have the Hartman edition, he brings on the bottom the quote from over there, and he says that the reason why Yaakov vino ad gira noshe, the place where the guf becomes kuloi chomer is at the junction of the thigh. All the chalokim of under it is kuloi chomer. The chalokim on top of it is tzura and more tzura. The Yaakov Avinu was kadosh. Yaakov Avinu had the tzura of somebody who's above his chaimer, and therefore the mitzvah gira nasha, which is the overpowering of the tzur al yoyne to tzur tachtoyne, that was miyuchot to Yaakov. That's the basic point that he says over there. So the place of battle, so to speak, between the chelik el yirel tachton is that junction over there. It's when he tried to wrestle with the malach. That was Nifka, and so on. Obega Yaakov befrat mazat zon shoshu gukis hakobit, v'shash v'richus, lakach lo yochol lo ki im begirat noshev. Ayin shom, this is wrong, doylem. So b'meila, that problem, that was shayach to Yaakov specifically. Klal adova, kamitzua, she nitztave kol echad v'echad, hoysa mitzua sheyachas elav, u'misachas elav ha-mitzua. Now, I want to point out a few things on this nekuda. First of all, this. The Maral is going with his yisoid that mitzvahs are there to fill a chisorin in a person. In other words, if a person has an aptitude for some ruchnius or a need for it, it happens. If he doesn't have an aptitude and doesn't have a need, it's not going to happen. One. Therefore, every tzivu mitzvah is to a person that has the makom for to be chal. And that's why Klal has it, some don't have it. All of those others that happen to have mitzvahs that were given to them, the pshat in those mitzvahs that were given to them was that they had a specific opening on a makom for that. I want to, he doesn't say it out mefurish, but it's obvious this is the kav. The Rambam says that all the mitzvahs that we have were given to us. We keep them because they're given to us at Sinai, not because they're given to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and so on. Well, why not? I mean, you know, Man Sheitzaves, Beis Yachrov, and so on. Why don't we keep it? The answer is like this. At all of those mitzvahs proteus that were given to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they fit a specific niche in their neshamas. That niche was not inherited by us, because I'm not Avram, I'm somebody else. So b'meila, each and every one, every person, does not automatically have a shaychus to Mila or Girhad Nasha. He can do it because his father was mitzaveh him, but he doesn't have his own kesher to the mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Har Sinai and gave it to Klal Yisrael as a klal, we now say that this mitzvah is shayches to Klal Yisrael. Anyone in Klal Yisrael who belongs to Klal Yisrael, but automatically has it. It's mikoyach the Shem Yisrael that we have it in us, and that's why, we now have a base kibbutz for it. So that's what the Rama means. I mean, that's the lupshat. We keep the mitzvahs because it was given at Sinai. Because the specific shaykh is to us. There is an Indian to keep mitzvahs that are what the others did, like manashe yitzaveh. There's a halacha that things that others were mekabel might be binding on the children. The Gemara in the Dharm, that they nation, that they kept, they didn't travel on their Shabbos because there was a specific kabbalah of the others. That has some halachic bearing, but it's not the ikar of the mitzvah. Masha Enkein, Masha Enkein, that which is given Sinai, was given to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, anyone who shaykh to Klal Yisrael has shaykh to those mitzvahs. I want to explain one more thing that shaykh to this. It's a double pashut, but it is like that. Mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz, means that Eretz Yisrael, the earth of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael, has shaychet to these mitzvahs. It's not shaykh to do these mitzvahs, even if, let's say, giving trumas and maizes would be very important in Chutz Laaretz, and we'd support the Kahanim and the Levim and so on. But it's just that the chayfetz is not a kli kibul for the mitzvah. And the Mela, it doesn't have any type of, it does not have any type of significance. You shouldn't forget that there's such mitzvahs, but we don't even have that. Okay, one more thing. I want to go back to something he says that I think is very important. We tend to think that the most important relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Av to Ben. If we ask ourselves in the relationships of Av to Ben, Melech to Am, or Odon to an Eved, we would rank it like that. Av to Ben is the most important one, the most chashuv one. Melech to Am is second, and finally Eved to Odon is kind of, I guess, a tough luck type of relationship. We don't think that that's very, very important. But if you think about it, what he's saying over here, Mitzad would explain, it's the other way around. Let's explain why. A father gives birth to a child. That relationship is nikva at the conception, at the conception, at the birth, and that's why he's an av. Now, it is the derech of an av to have rachmim on a ben. It's the derech of a ben to mechaber an av. But let's say at birth the child is given away, for adoption. That is not going to affect his shem av one whit. He's an av. He's a ben. So when we say somebody's our av, we're talking the crucial event is what happened before. And right now, it extends itself by nature, but it certainly is not intrinsic to the definition of Av and Bet. Melech to an Am, there's a Kabbalah's Malchus, which is the crucial event. There is a Hemshech of a Shibud, but in Lemaisa, you're married by Malchus if you decide to leave the Malchus now. But it still doesn't require practically anything now. So it, the Etzem Malchus to is the Kabbalah's Malchus. Once you become Malchus, that remains. And what happens all the time is something that is not essential to the Melech Am relationship. You could be married by Malchus, But that's a hafka of the shibud. An eved to an odin, if the eved is not working for the odin, the word eved means to work. If the eved is on a sabbatical, then he's not an eved then. It says by an eved nirtzav that between Hashanah and Kippur they would sit around eating, drinking, and so on. Until Yom Kippur, they would go home. The Shem Eved Adok is realized not at the buying. It's the other way around. The buying is a chetimtza. The Etzem Avdus means that the work I'm doing is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, when we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin, we're talking about the strongest expression of relationship now. So Avhus might be a deeper, warmer relationship, and a rachman relationship. But if you're talking to ourselves, what expresses emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most is Adus. So that there's nobody called him Adon until Avram came along. That means that this mitzias, that right now every mice of mine is kashav Adon, is something that's shayat after Avram. So I just want to remash that chelik. Okay, any points, any questions, anything else?
Yeah, you didn't say anything about Evitch Gisha Rabbi.
What?
You didn't tie in Evitch Gisha Rabbi.
Eved?
Gisha Rabbi Klum Yeshle Olav.
Aha, okay. That's a good point. I didn't think about it. I just want one thing. As far as to the best of my understanding, they're going to move the clock a week from Friday. In other words, Erev Parashas Parah. In Eretz Yisrael, is that right?
I think so. On Thursday night, and not this one, obviously.
Not this one. So a week from that, this is okay. We're saying it more. So I just want to know. So Mitzvah Hashem, I hope that it'll be easier next week because the Mamash finished the Vasikin like 2 minutes before the Shir in Washington. Okay.
Don't you have the morale by why they needed the two mitzvahs, the Dam Milah and the Dam Karban Pesach? Doesn't he say there's a shame of it?
Right.
That's the Dam Milah, and then there's the actual Avaida. Is Mashma, you have a shame of it separate from doing Avaida.
So I'll tell you, there is a Knetch here. If I do something for you and I'm doing it as a favor, then I'm doing something for you, but it doesn't have a shem avdus. So you're right that without having the chosemus of avdus, then what you're doing, I'm doing it as a favor. But the other way around is also true. The chiddush I'm trying to say is, even if you have a chosemus of an eved, but if you don't have the etzem pu'ula, then that avdus, avdus in potential, in reserve, is not an Eved in the full sense of the word. An Eved is fully expressed when he's working, but there's a tonight to it, obviously, that if I'm working because I want to do it, even if I'm working very hard for you, that's not Avdus. It has to be because I must do it, and I'm doing it B'teres Eved. So the two together really are the Shleimus of Avdus, correct?
The reason that we always express say Shem Avaya with Adnos, is that this Nikuta
that's all. In other words, ze zichr ledar dar, ze shmila olam ve ze zichr dar dar. The Shem Havaya is behelam beetzim. In other words, the Shem Havaya is something that's never manifest. It's the shirish of all existence. Masha'ein came, Masha'ein came, Odom exists always by definition. Havaya is behesta. And when the door is behesta, lemashal, Adnus is perceived when we do Avodas Hashem, whether we like it or not. But, you know, it has to be done, we're doing it. Havaya is almost lemayla derchateva. To understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is existence and not any physical laws of nature is only begolied when things are open. So that's why the manifestation of Havaya, if things exist only, let's take another example of Avdus, we'll understand. I play in golf. I may play golf, I may not play golf. I'm not an Eved. I could become an Eved when I'm playing golf, but I don't have to be one. Eating and drinking and breathing, I'm a Shubit to it. I'm a Shubit to it because my existence depends on it. So anything that I am a Shubit to, that I must do, is because that's my existence. So in Ribbono Shalom, it works on two levels. The etzem that Kashmir's the Metzius of the world is Behester Behelim. And when the world is not functioning with that level of gullery, we don't see it. The fact that a person says, I must do mitzvahs, and I'm a shuvah to do mitzvahs, shows the world of mitzvahs in Yerushalayim as the hechreach of the world. And so the way in which Havaya is expressed always is through Adonis.